So today I'm going to be covering peer pressure and what it really means. We'll be digging deep to find what peer pressure does and how it can affect others with the help of a couple friends. My first question is, what is the main problem with peer pressure and why is it important? Having unwanted pressures in your life may cause you to make poor decisions that can lead to a worse outcome. This can lead to high levels of stress or even teen depression. It's important to realize that you're under these awkward circumstances so you can take advantage of the moment and reach out to a special friend of yours or a trusted adult. When shoved into the spotlight, it can blind you, causing you to only make shaky decisions that you'll regret later. My second question is, what do you do if you are caught in a pressuring situation? At the time, you're going to be faced with a difficult problem involving peer pressure. You need to remember these three things. 1. Take a moment to breathe and think about what they're asking you to do. If it's something bad like drinking, cheating, drugs, stealing, or anything around that, don't do it. Think about all the consequences over it. Do you really want to get caught? 2. Focus on the matter. Take the pressure slowly. Try not to overreact. Reacting too quickly shows your vulnerability and they'll just act upon that. That can lead you to panic and will cause you to cave into their pressure. 3. Just say no. Give a small excuse like you're not feeling well or say you have to wake up early and just leave. You want to get out of there as fast as possible and report to an adult or police officer who can assist you. My third question is, what can you do to help? You want to teach as many people as possible about peer pressure and how to recognize it. Then, teach them the steps of how to get out of it. When you share this advice with your friends, you're practically saving them from their next attack. One thing you can do that can help a person going through peer pressure is to talk to them. Help them open up. Don't try to force it out of them, or they'll just be more annoyed and could act out of that. Simply ask questions like, hey, you look down, what's going on? And if they don't want to talk about it, then go tell an adult that you think might help. So I spoke with a couple of people over peer pressure, and here's what they said. Now, a quick little reminder, this person would like to remain anonymous, so I will respect that and hope you do too. So my first question was, what do you think someone should do if dealing with peer pressure? They said, if it happens to you, go with it, but only if it's a good thing. If it's bad, then you need to walk away and ignore them. Then I asked for their opinion over peer pressure. Their response was, I personally like peer pressure. It motivates me to do things I wouldn't think I could normally do. I think most people should know their boundaries on what they can and can't do to make a decision over peer pressure. So then I asked, how have you personally dealt with peer pressure? And their response was, my makeup. I'm pressured every day to follow the current trends, and I think every girl is too. Because girls are automatically stereotyped if they follow the trends, calling them basic average white girls. But if they're not following them, it makes you a weirdo. Every morning, I have to decide what I'm going to wear and how I'm going to do my makeup, so I don't get made fun of for looking dumb. Even if I don't feel the most comfortable in whatever it is I'm wearing. So still to this day, in a way, I'm peer pressured in some way. And it might not be as bad as cheating or stealing or doing drugs, but it's still peer pressuring and it affects my daily life and it's wrong. The next person I interviewed was the student council president of CTMS. And that is none other than Miss Ashley Miner. The first question I asked Miss Ashley was, have you ever had to face a difficult problem involving peer pressure? And she said, yes. Recently, I was in this thing where I didn't do good with peer pressure, and I was taking a test and someone asked me for an answer. I gave it to them because I didn't want them to hate me and think I was a loser. But then the teacher found out and I got in really big trouble because of it, and I instantly regretted doing it. My second question to Ms. Miner was, how do you feel about peer pressure? And what she said was quite interesting. Here's her thoughts. I think peer pressure will always be one of the many factors in life. I believe that there is more of it in middle school, though, because everyone feels pressured to be someone that they aren't. The best thing you can do about it right now is just learn ways to say no or become more creative with your excuses. Standing up for what you believe in is the best thing you can really do, because not only does it show who you are as a person, but also that you can overcome the pressure they are trying to force on you. So now I hope that you know what peer pressure is, what it really means, and how it can affect others, but what you can also do to help. Thanks for listening today, guys, and I will see you later.